弟兄姊妹们好。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们见面好像就过了一年。
So the last time we met was about a year ago.
在还没有开始之前呢，我能不能请弟兄姊妹尽量往前面坐，靠近一点，好不好？
Before we start, is it possible for brothers and sisters to move forward?
这个让我们呢一同像火炭一样被聚在一起。
Like the coals, may we be gathered together.
因为这个聚会厅实在是很大。
Since the meeting place here is very large.
我们尽可能靠中间坐，好不好？
So let's sit closer to the front.
这样对我呢服侍起来也比较容易。
And it's also easier for me.
我从来Newark 和弟兄姊妹在主面前相聚。
Now, in coming to Newark to be gathered with the brothers and sisters,
我不太记得是哪一年开始的。
I don't remember which year I started coming.
我想超过大概十多年了。
But I believe it's been over 10 years.
我交通一个感觉哈。
And let me share a feeling that I have.
我听过一位侍奉主的仆人，他跟我谈他服侍的经验。
One servant of the Lord shared about his experiences in service.
他说弟兄姊妹都在成长。
He says that brothers and sisters are all growing up.
因为主是教会的好牧人。
Because the Lord is the good shepherd.
就是我们真是让主来牧养我们，我们的生命一定长大。
And if we allow the Lord to shepherd us, then our life must grow.
那么这个在用话语服侍的人呢？
And those who serve by preaching the word.
每次要和弟兄姊妹交通主的话语。
And every time we must share the word.
就好像一个跳高的人呢，跳过了一次，下一次就要往更高一点走。
It's almost like a runner who runs through the hurdles and each time must run through a higher jump.
我们只要跳过一个高度呢，下一次跳的就要高一点。
When you do the high jump after the first hurdle, the next is even higher.
当弟兄姊妹在主里面成长。
And as brothers and sisters grow in the Lord,
那么大家圣经也都熟了。
People become more familiar with the word.
在主里面也有一些生命的操练和经历。
And you have some experience in your life.
我们开始认识主。
We start to know the Lord.
所以我们要再用主的话语和弟兄姊妹交通呢，只是一个复习而已。
So as we study the word with our brothers and sisters, it's a review.
我这一次来，主给我一点负担，和大家交通一个题目。
And this time, when I came here, the Lord gave me a burden to share.
叫做十字架的生活与魂的救恩。
And the topic is the life of the cross and the salvation of the soul.
我们主耶稣为我们成全救恩。
The Lord accomplished salvation for us.
是叫我们今生就能够丰满的得着和享受的。
So that we could enjoy this life abundantly.
要交通十字架呢，我相信弟兄姊妹都已经不陌生了。
And in sharing about the cross, I believe that brothers and sisters are all familiar with it.
所以我从主那里领受这个负担呢，我心里面感觉主啊，我是不是要再跳高一点？
So as I received this burden from the Lord, I wondered, does the Lord want to give me an even higher, a higher hurdle to pass?
因为十字架实在是一个大的奥秘。
Because truly, the cross is such a mystery.
但是主在十字架上成全救恩呢，又把它门槛放得最低。
But as the Lord accomplished salvation, He put the hurdle to the lowest point.
就是每一个肯来到主耶稣跟前。
So all who are willing to approach the Lord,
我们都能够得着十字架救恩的功效
can receive the power of the cross.
这一次，所以我在主面前实在感觉，我和弟兄姊妹交通这个题目，觉得不知道怎么说好。
So this time, as I share about this topic with brothers and sisters, I don't know what is the best to say.
因为我自己对十字架的经历。还有认识呢，也不是那么的丰富和全备。
Because my experience of the cross is not the most complete.
所以开始以前呢，我想请弟兄姊妹，我们共同的为这个聚会祷告。
And before we start, let us all pray for this gathering.
如果我们交通的是大家都已经熟悉的,
if what we share about is something that everyone is familiar with,
我们求主呢, 让我们在主面前一同来温习,
then may we review this before the Lord together.
如果是我们还从来没有经历过的,
and if it's something we've never experienced before,
求主给我们有一个渴慕的心,
may the Lord give us a heart that desires.
主啊, 愿这些话语不是一些的讲论而已,
that, Lord, may these thoughts not just be a few theories,
而激励我呢, 使我里面有一个爱慕,
but may they encourage us so that within us there is a love.
我要能够借着十字架认识我的主,
and through the cross we may know our Lord.
借着十字架我与主有更亲密的交通,
that through the cross we have an even closer fellowship with our Lord.
借着十字架得着主他已经完成全备的救赎,
and through the cross we receive the full salvation that he has already accomplished.
所以开始以前呢, 我想我们还有一点祷告, 好不好?
So before we start, let's have another word of prayer.
主我们把满心的感谢赞美献给你,
Lord, we offer all our thanksgiving and praise.
因为我们是属你的,
because we belong to you.
是你用自己生命的重价买回来的,
you have purchased us with the heavy price of your blood.
主啊, 你曾经应许你的门徒,
Lord, you once promised your disciples,
在地上若是有两三个人在你的名里面聚集,
that two or three who gather in your name,
你就在他们的中间,
you are in their midst.
主啊, 晚上我们这些属你的人聚在你的面前,
this evening, we who belong to you gather in your presence.
我们先要承认你在我们的中间,
we first confess that you are in our midst.
因着你的爱,
and because of your love,
因着你的救赎,
because of your salvation,
因着你的尊贵和荣耀,
because of your honor and your glory.
主啊, 我们要全人全心安静俯伏在你的脚前,
may we be holy before your feet.
主啊, 愿你的自己成为我们里面的亮光,
and may you become our own light.
成为我们的满足和享受,
may you be our satisfaction.
主啊, 愿我们也能够成为你说话的对象,
and may we be the object whom you speak to.
主啊, 在你心中有什么负担,
and whatever burden is on your heart,
有什么教导,
whatever teaching is on your heart,
主啊, 甚至你对我们有什么要求,
or any request you have of us,
亲爱的主, 我们愿意把自己交给你,
Lord, we are willing to offer ourselves to you.
我们把这个聚会从开头到末了, 恭敬交在你的手中,
from the beginning to the end of the meeting, we commit it all into your hands.
主啊, 我们承认自己的无有,
we confess that we have nothing.
我们承认自己不能,
and we confess that we are unable.
只有依靠你在我们中间做成你自己的工作,
we only trust in you to complete your work in our midst.
我们谢谢你,
we thank you.
愿我们的心被你吸引,
may our hearts be drawn to you.
愿我们的心被你充满,
may our hearts be filled by you.
愿我们的心被你得着,
may our hearts be captured by you.
我们这样感谢祷告, 奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名,
we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们读几处的经文,
let us read a few passages of scripture.
首先请大家翻到哥林多前书,
let's first turn to 1 Corinthians
第一章,
chapter 1,
第十七, 第十八节,
verse 17 and 18.
我们一起来读,
let us read it together.
基督差遣我, 原不是为施洗, 乃是为传福音, 并不用智慧的言语, 免得基督的十字架落了空, 因为十字架的道理, 在那灭亡的人为愚拙, 在我们得救的人却为神的大能。 好,我们再读马太福音,
next let's turn to Matthew
第十章,
chapter 10,
我们读三十七节到三十九节。
Verse 37 to 39.
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。啊，在这里是主第一次对门徒们发出十字架的呼召。
Here is the first time that Jesus called the disciples to the cross.
主讲到背着自己的十字架跟从主，是做主门徒的一个学习和条件。
The Lord says that taking your cross and following the Lord is one of the lessons and one of the requirements of being a disciple.
主也讲到背自己的十字架跟从主。
And he also mentions that carrying your own cross to follow the Lord.
在我们的身上会有一个失丧，也会有一个得着。
That in your life there will be something you lose and something you gain.
他说为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
He said, "He who has lost his life for my sake will find it."
这个生命是指着我们的魂所表现的那个生命。
And here, this life is referring to our soul.
啊，他说，我们若是跟从主耶稣，我们自己的魂就要失丧。
He says that if we follow the Lord, then our own soul will have to be given up.
但是呢，我们在这样失去的过程中，我们会得着魂生命。
But in the process of losing it, then you also gain this soul life.
所以有人讲呢，背十字架的生活是一个交换的生活。
So someone has said that carrying the cross is an exchange life.
把我的魂生命和基督那个满足父神心意的人性魂生命得回来。
That you exchange your soul life for the Lord's life that was pleasing, that fulfilled the requirements of the Father.
用保罗的话来讲，这叫做我们生命里面的变化。
Or in Paul's words, it is the renewing of your life.
那个变化可以用另外一个字叫做 transformation.
Or the transformation of that life.
我还是我，但是我的性情变了。
Now I am still I, but my character has changed.
我还是我，但是我的脾气变了。
That my attitude has changed.
我还是我，但是我的想法变了。
That even though I am myself,
我还是我，我的眼光变了。
And my perspective has changed.
我还是我，但是我做人的原则不一样了。
I am still myself, but my principle in being a man has changed.
这个叫做魂的救恩。
And this is called the salvation of the soul.
我们这一次要从四福音书里面找到主耶稣这一方面的呼召。
And this time we will see the Lord's calling.Regarding this matter from the gospel,
我们用四堂一同来交通
，and we will be using four sessions.
那么今天晚上呢，我想和大家做一点点基本的复习。
Tonight I want to do a basic review.
我们刚才讲到主耶稣基督的十字架是一个奥秘。
Earlier we mentioned that the cross of Christ is a mystery.
保罗讲到他传福音。
Paul says that when he preaches the gospel,
如果他把他注意力摆在关于福音的工作上面的时候
that when he focuses on the work of the gospel,
一件事情
he is afraid of one thing,
就是使得基督并他钉十字架落了空
lest Christ and him crucified fall short, empty.
我们知道主耶稣钉十字架是他在地上最重要也是最大的一个工作。
We know that the Lord's crucifixion was his greatest work on earth and his greatest result.
主耶稣呢在地上曾经医病。
That we know the Lord had healed people on earth.
曾经赶鬼。
He had chased out the demons.
也曾经传道。
And he had preached the
word. 也曾经带领门徒。
He had led his disciples.
这都是主做的工作。
These are all works of our Lord.
但是若是离开了他的十字架。
But apart from his cross,
那一切的工作随着主耶稣离开世界也就过去了。
Then all that work would be gone after our Lord left the earth.
都是短暂的。
They're all temporary.
都达不到神的目的和神给我们的那个丰满的祝福。
They don't reach God's purpose or his full blessing.
所以保罗 碰见弟兄姊妹争论了，有人说我是基法给我受浸的，有人说我是亚波罗给我受浸的，有人说我是保罗给我受浸。
So Paul encountered some division in which some people said they were baptized by Paul or by Cephas or by Apollos.
保罗非常害怕弟兄姊妹把重点放在谁为谁施浸这件事情上。
And Paul was afraid that people placed the emphasis on who baptized whom.
所以他一开头就提到，若是我把我的注意力摆在这些关于基督的工作上面的时候。
So that's why at the beginning Paul mentions that if he put his emphasis on the works that Christ did,
他说呢，这样子基督他的十字架就没有功效了，显不出他的能力来了。
Then he said that the cross of Christ will be made void, or you wouldn't see its power.
弟兄姊妹们，基督的十字架是一个奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, the cross of Christ is a mystery.
是主耶稣来到地上最主要而且最重要的一个工作。
When the Lord came to the earth, that was his most important and his primary work.
如果我们今天传福音，
Today, if we preach the
gospel, 有人说我相信有神了，
People will say, I believe that God exists.
我也相信耶稣基督了，
I also believe in Christ.
但是他却不认识基督的十字架。
Yet he doesn't know the cross of Christ.
你说他得救了没有呢？
Can you say he is saved?
他可以在头脑上面向耶稣点头。
In his mind, he can nod in agreement to the Lord. 但
是基督的生命必须是借着圣灵通过十字架的原则进到他的心里面。
But the life of Christ must enter his heart through the Holy Spirit by the cross.
所以有的人可能救恩没有听清楚。
So some people may not have heard salvation clearly.
但是他带着他的需要来到基督的十字架底下。
But when they bring their needs underneath the cross of Christ.
跟主说，主啊，谢谢你为我死。
They say, Lord, thank you for dying.
求你赦免我。
May you forgive me. 弟兄姊妹，
他起来的时候，他是一个平安的人。
And when they stand up, then they are a man with
peace. 圣灵住在他的里面，他重生得救了。
The Holy Spirit dwells in them because they are saved.
今天很多时候，神的儿女们呢，我们关心所谓基督跟基督有关的工作。
Today we often focus on works related to Christ.
但是我们却不够把注意力放在基督的十字架上面。
But we haven't focused enough on the cross of Christ.
以至于我们变成一些形式的基督徒。
So that we become Christians who just do perform actions.
或者说呢，是一个名义上的基督教徒。
Or just a Christian in name.
弟兄姊妹，这件事非常重要。
But the sisters, this is a very important
matter. 保罗告诉我们说，这个十字架的信息，或者说十字架中文翻译的道理。
Paul tells us of the word of the cross.
对我们得救的人来讲，
that for us who are saved,
乃是神的大能。
It is the great power of God.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们真认识十字架的信息，
But in sisters, if we truly understand the word of the cross,
经历十字架的信息，
if we have truly experienced the word of the cross,
就出去了。
Then the demons are cast out.
我自己在侍奉中碰过好几次被鬼附的人。
In my service, I have run into many people who were demon possessed.
有好多弟兄姊妹呢，他们有灵恩的经历。
And there were many brothers and sisters who had charismatic experiences.
他们一碰见这件事情就兴奋得不得了，说伯弟兄，我们来赶鬼啊。
When they experienced this, they were so excited and they said, Brother Bo, let's go and cast out the demons.
我说呢，我们要祷告。
But I said, we must pray.
他们觉得呢，你每次都说祷告，什么都没行动。
And they say, you always say pray, and you never have any action.
所以早上聚完会了，他们就拉着那个被鬼附的到另外一个地方去，找了一些人呢，九个人把他压在地上按着祷告。
So after one of the meetings, these people, nine of them, they went and they took hold of someone who was demon possessed. They laid their hands on him and they tried to chase out the demon.
那个弟兄有一个弟兄好兴奋啊！我因为出去了，他就在我的电话留言。他告诉我，他说：“伯弟兄啊，主耶稣得胜了啊，这鬼赶走了。”
And since I was away, one of the brothers later called me on the phone. He was so excited. He said, Brother Bo, the Lord has overcome. The demon has been cast out.
他还告诉我说，那个人呢，吐了一地污秽的东西。
And he even said that the person had vomited much darkness.
我为这个感谢主。
I thank the Lord for this.
但我心里面很害怕。
But I am fearful in my heart.
那个人回去以后，鬼还会回来。
That after he leaves, that the demon comes back.
因为那个人并没有信主。
Because that person hasn't believed in the Lord yet.
鬼会骗人的。
And the demon can deceive people.
鬼不仅喜欢骗不信主的人。
They deceive those who are unsaved.
他最喜欢骗的就是基督徒。
But they especially love to deceive.
因为他骗到教会了，他就抵挡了神。
Because if they have deceived the church, then they can act against God.
什么人会被骗呢？
But who can be deceived?
重视外面的工作的人。
Those who focus on the outward act.
我们认为我可以为主做了。
We believe we can do things for the Lord.
很容易就骗我。
And then it is very easy for the enemy to deceive us.
那一天这个年轻人回去。
And indeed, this young person went home.
在他住的那个地方，那些弟兄姊妹也是我认识的。
And where they lived was a place was some brothers and sisters that I also knew.
过了几天，他们打电话给我。
A few days later, they called me.
他说他的情况比以前更糟。
They said that their condition is now even worse.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲，这是我们的羞耻。
And I told brothers and sisters, this is our shame.
不是主的羞耻。
It's not the Lord's shame.
是我们被骗了。
Because we've been deceived.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要先向那个人传基督钉十字架。
Brothers and sisters, we must first preach to that person Christ and Him crucified.
后来他信主了。
Later on, he believed.
他信主，他告诉我们说：“我真盼望主释放我。”
And when he believed, he said, "I truly hope that the Lord sets me free."
我们就告诉他什么叫做受浸。
And we told him what baptism was.
受浸是相信耶稣基督为你的罪死了。
Baptism means that you believe that the Lord has died for your sins.
你并且口里承认他是你的主。
And you confess with your mouth that He is your Lord.
他是你的主人。
And Lord means that He is.
他是你的拯救者。
He is your master and your savior.
你愿意把自己交给他吗？
Are you willing to give yourself to Him?
他说我愿意。
He said, "I am willing."
弟兄姊妹为他施浸。
And brothers and sisters baptized him.
鬼出去了。
And the demon was cast out.
他身上有多少鬼，你知道吗？
Do you know how many demons were upon him?
我自己跟他交谈话，后来他跟我很熟了。
Later on, I conversed with him a lot, and we were very familiar.
他像主耶稣赶出那个群鬼。
He was like the legion whom Jesus cast out the demons.
我听他讲他做的事情啊，每一件事背后都有一个邪灵。
And I heard the things that he did. Everything behind everything that he did, there was some spirit.
但是他受浸。愿意归入基督的死的时候，那些鬼，他们不愿意的，他们通通出去了。
But after he had been baptized in the Lord's name, none of the demons were willing, and they all left.
保罗告诉我们说，有的人重视这个工作，有的人重视那个工作，有的人重视推广读经，有的人重视讲解圣经，有的人重视这样那样。但是他说，我只有一件事情。讲基督的十字，基督和他的十字架。
Paul says that some people care for such and such a thing. Some people care for other things, such as preaching the word or other things. But he says that he only cares for Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，我知道我们信主一段年日，我们都想有功用。
And brothers and sisters, I know that as we have believed in the Lord for many years, we all hope to be used by the Lord.
我们看见在基督徒中间那些热心的人都拉你来参加我这个工作，我这个服事能够造就多少人，我那个服事可以做什么事情。
And we know that the Lord, that when we are first saved, there are many zealous brothers and sisters who tell us, join us to serve in this area and we can help so and so people.
盼望我们这几天安静在主的脚前。
But may we quiet ourselves before the Lord first.
我们在听见主向我们讲他自己。
And may we hear the Lord speak to us about himself.
所以保罗告诉我们说，对于我们得救的人来讲。
So Paul says, for us who are saved.
十字架的道理，耶稣基督他的十字架是神的大能。
That Christ and Him crucified is the great power of God.
鬼上胆要出去。
And when the demon is to be cast out.
今天我们人身上许许多多人个人里面人际关系所有的难处，这是神的大能。
And today you see many difficulties within ourselves, but this is the power of God.
当我们这样来认识基督的时候。
When we know Christ in this matter,
他说对我们这些得救的人来讲，基督总是神的智慧。
He says that to us, Christ is the wisdom of God.
总是神的能力,
and the power of God.
请原谅我再加一个,
and let me forgive me for adding another thing. Christ is also the glory of God.
这是我们基督徒得救,一直到见主荣耀, 那个基因, 那个 keynote.
This is the keynote for us from when we are saved until the day we meet the Lord.
请原谅我要重复,
now forgive me for repeating myself.
撒旦很容易用其他的事情, 把我们的注意力转移离开这个基因。
Satan oftentimes uses many things so that we turn our focus away from this key aspect.
我们一转移了撒旦在我们身上，他就可以玩弄我们。
And when our focus is turned away, then Satan can mess with us.
所以从初信一直到我们得救，可能你超过半个世纪，我们都需要常常被主提醒。 他的十字架,
so from the time we're saved and throughout our Christian life, perhaps over half a century, we must constantly be reminded of the cross of Christ.
这是神为什么他是神的智慧呢?
This is why is it the wisdom of God?
你知道今天人类的社会啊, 越发展问题就越多。
Today, as you know, as humanity develops more and more problems.
我们今天可能有学医学的。
Perhaps there are some who study medicine.
我们想从有人类生病开始，人就开始研究医学。
We know that ever since people first got sick, people have been studying medicine.
那么应该把所有病都搞透了，对不对？
Supposedly, you should have finished dealing with all possible diseases.
但你会发现现在的这些医生呢，还发现很多新的病呢。
But today, doctors are discovering new diseases.
每一个病人都去找一个解决的方法。
And for each matter, people try to look for a solution.
自从撒旦呢，这个引诱了夏娃，使得亚当背叛了神以后。
Ever since Satan deceived Eve, and then Adam rebelled against God.
人越要去解决因罪所带来谎言所带来的难处。
The more people try to resolve the difficulties brought about by sin and lies,
人类的文明和人类的社会,
whether in culture or society, the more and more problems abound.
所以我在年轻的时候, 在学校读书啊,
when I studied in school when I was young,
那时候要找一个博士论文的题目,
back then we had to find a PhD topic, and it was very difficult.
我常常去跟我老师谈话，就跟同学、跟其他的教授谈话。
I would often discuss with my advisor, professors, or other students.
他们安慰我，特别我的自己的指导教授。
And particularly my advisor, they would always come for me.
好，第一个题目最难找。
He said the first topic is always the hardest.
当你找到了，做下去的时候。 问题会来找你的。
And he said after you found your first topic, you find that the other questions will come find you.
今天我们侍奉主也是一样。
Today the same thing happens in our service.
你坐在家里问题也会来找你。Even
if you work at home, you find that the difficulties come to find you.
你看人为了解决问题花了多少的智慧想要去解决这个又来了那个。
Consider how much people have put into thought to resolve one issue and then another issue comes.
但是神借着他的儿子,
but through God's Son,
在十字架上, 一次解决了所有的问题。
On the cross, at one time, he resolved all problems.
我盼望弟兄姊妹常常思想, 主耶稣在那里宣告说, 成了。
And I hope that brothers and sisters will constantly consider that our Lord said, it is finished.
如果你听见那句话,
if you have heard that word, and if you believe,
弟兄姊妹,
and brothers and sisters, all problems are resolved.
现在问题只是我怎么样能够取用这十字架的能力。
And now today the question is, how can you take of the power of the cross?
这是神的智慧。
This is God's wisdom.
这也是神的大能,
and this is God's great power.
弟兄姊妹, 若是我们把这个失去了,
brothers and sisters, if we lose this,
我们学了很多的做法,
we may have learned many things,
很多的技术,
learned many methods.
弟兄姊妹们, 问题还是层出不穷,
but brothers and sisters, the problem is still there.
十字架是一个奥秘。
The cross is a mystery.
这告诉我们说,
here, the Lord walks in our midst And he plainly tells us he is going to the cross. Yet we still don't understand. We still live by our own method. We see that very clearly in the gospel.
是不是? 主耶稣呢, 在他公开侍奉的早期啊, 中或者第二年,
In the second year of our Lord's open ministry, he started telling his disciples about the cross.
一直到主最后一次进耶路撒冷,
Even until the last time Jesus entered Jerusalem.
走在路上的时候还告诉门徒们说, 人子这一次去要被交,要被害。
That even as they were walking on the street, Jesus said that the Son of Man will be given out and will be killed.
然后呢,第三天要从死里复活。
And then on the third day, he will rise from the dead.
我们想门徒们一定会非常的关心啊,非常的沉重, 对不对?
We think that this will be very heavy upon the disciples.
我们发现他们不是这样,
but that wasn't the case.
他们还在私下在吵啊, 谁是最大的?
They were still arguing about who was the greatest.
可见呢,这个奥秘啊, 就是我们听了,我们也讲给别人听了, 可能我自己都还没。
So this mystery, we've heard it, we've even told other people perhaps, and yet we still don't understand.
这是我自己啊, 越侍奉主, 我越害怕的一件事情。
And the more I serve the Lord, I am more and more concerned about that.
我常常被提醒到一个感觉, 保罗对提摩太说, 你不要救了别人啊, 自己没有得救。
That I am often reminded of Paul's words to Timothy that don't let it not be that you, when you have saved others, that you yourself are not saved. So this time when I came here, the Lord placed this burden upon me. And I feel that I am without any strength. And I stand in fear and trembling. I fear that what I say, that brothers and sisters won't understand. That I won't say it clearly.
我也怕,即便我讲清楚了,只不过是一个道理而已。And
I fear that even if I say it clearly, it is just a doctrine to people.
我真是恳求主,像刚才我们唱的第一首诗歌。
But just like the first hymn we sang, I truly asked the Lord.
像刚才我们唱第一首诗歌,求主领我进十字架。
That may the Lord lead me to the cross.
让我们今天在这个时刻,我们的心
That during this time our hearts would come before the cross of our Lord. This is our Lord's primary and most important work on earth.
所以在整本圣经里面,不是到了新约时代才有十字架的意念。
Now throughout the entire Bible, it's not until the New Testament that you have
the idea of the cross.
But actually, even starting in Genesis 1, we see that the cross was hidden behind everything that our Lord, that God did.
这是一件非常奇妙的事情。
And that is a very amazing thing.
我稍微举一点点的例子。
Let me give a short example.
我们知道在人类第一代去献祭的时候,
We know that when the first humans had to offer sacrifice,
他们想要去敬拜神的时候,
when they wanted to worship God,
不是亚当也不是夏娃,
that wasn't Adam, that wasn't Eve,
而是他们的两个儿子,
but it was their two sons.
一个是该隐, 他是大哥哥, 他是种地的,
The older brother Cain was one who tilled the ground.
他就是人看,他有一个真心,有一个诚心,而且有一个敬畏神或者尊敬神的心。
From an outward perspective, he had a true heart and he had a heart that seemed to fear the Lord and respect the Lord.
他把他地里最好的出产拿来要献给神。
He gave the best of his fruits to the Lord as an offering.
借着献这个礼物,
and he hoped that by this offering, he would restore the fellowship between God and man.
结果神呢,
but God did not even look at the offering.
那也是圣经里面第一次记载人的魂表现,
and that is the first time that we see the expression of man's soul. He became angry.
我们知道魂里面有一种东西叫做情绪的。
And we know that emotions are a part of your soul.
这个东西是需要拯救的。
And this must be saved.
那么亚伯呢?
What about Abel?
他是一个牧羊的人。
He was a shepherd.
啊, 他, 为了要与神交通呢，我们不知道为什么。
Now, in order to have fellowship with the Lord, we don't know why.
有人这样推想啊，很可能他听见他父母亲讲到他们被逐出伊甸园的时候。
Now, perhaps some people say perhaps it's because he had heard the story when his parents were chased out of Eden.
因为他们看见自己是赤身露体的。
They saw that they themselves were naked.
他们本来是用树的叶子编做衣服裙子，遮盖身体的羞耻。
They had tried to cover themselves with fig leaves.
神却用牲畜的皮为他们做衣服。
But God had made clothing for them out of animal skin.
可能这个。圣灵在他里面开启他。
And perhaps the Holy Spirit enlightened him regarding
this. 他的羞耻要能够得着遮盖。
That for his shame to be covered.
需要有一个生命为他赎罪。
There must be a life that atones for his sins.
所以他献了一个头生的羊羔。
And that's why he offered an unblemished lamb.
没有想到呢，在亚伯的身上，那个失落的神的同在和喜悦显出来了。
And surprisingly, the presence and the Lord's being pleased was revealed in Abel.
弟兄姊妹，那个说出什么呢？
What does that mean?
那个羊羔说出神的儿子。
The lamb speaks of the Son of God.
他为我们赎罪，他代替我们死了。
That he had atoned for our sins, he took our place to die.
这是基督十字架一面的意义。
And that is one meaning of the cross of Christ.
这个死呢，是没有人可以进入他这个死的交通里面。
And that death was something that no human could enter into the fellowship of that death.
因为只有他是无瑕疵、无斑点，是神的羔羊，可以为人赎罪。
Because only he was spotless and without blemish. He was the Lamb of God.
他为了代替我们的罪，他为我们死了。
In order to take our place of sins, he died.
他代替我们死，这是亚伯给我们看见这个隐藏在旧约人的生活经历里面。
And this is what Abel shows us that hidden in the Old Testament experiences.
或者更准确说，人与神交往的那个经历里面。
Or perhaps the fellowship between man and God.
然后来到以诺。
Then we come to Enoch.
好，我们看见以诺呢，在他这个。65岁的时候
We see that when Enoch was 65,
他的妻子要生第一个孩子
His wife was to bear their oldest son.
他是一个敬畏神的人
He was one who feared God.
他可能到神的面前去祷告
Perhaps he prayed before God.
为着他这个孩子起名字祷告
Regarding how he should name his child.
我不晓得我们在做年轻夫妇啊，你们有孩子啊，看了多少本起名的书啊。
Now, for those young couples who have children, I wonder how many books about naming children have you read?
我的儿子有三个孩子。
My son has three kids.
他的三个孩子中文名字让我起，他的英文名字他不让我起了。
Now, for his three kids, he allowed me to choose their Chinese names, but not their English names.
他第三个孩子是女儿。
And his third child was a daughter.
他告诉我，他爸，我已经找到一个名字了。
And he told me, Dad, I found a name already.
然后他跟我讲，我说这个名字什么意思？他告诉我。
And I asked him, what is the meaning of this name? And he told me.
我跟他讲，我说能不能换另外一个名字
？And I asked him, can you change to a different name?
他说我想想，我祷告祷告。
And he said, I'll pray about it. I'll think about it.
祷告完了，还是决定他自己的名字。
Now after he prayed about it, he still selected the name he had thought of.
那我做爸爸也没有话讲。
Now as a father, I didn't have anything to say because he prayed about it already.
你知道以诺就是这样去祷告。
But Enoch prayed about this matter.
就没想到在祷告中啊，他就看见了异象。
And in his prayer, he saw the vision.
他看见神的儿子带着千万的圣者回到地上。
He saw Jesus bringing the thousands and thousands of his people back to earth.
这是记载在犹大书里面。
This is recorded in Jude.
他不是看见基督的救赎。
He wasn't looking at that Christ's salvation.
他乃是看见基督成为神的审判者回到人间来。
But he saw Christ as the judge coming back.
这个看见了。震动了以诺的 心。
And when he saw that, it shook his heart.
所以当他儿子出生以后, 他给他起名叫做马土沙拉。
And after his son was born, he named him Methuselah.
马土沙拉在希伯来文的意思就是说, 像箭一样如飞而来。
And in Hebrew, the name Methuselah means that it's like an arrow it's like a dart
flying,
that flies very fast.
就是那个审判, 神设定他的儿子, 基督审判全世界那个日子,
so the day that the Lord has chosen his son to judge the world will come soon.
所以他从得着这个儿子以后, 他的人生改变了。
And after he received this son, his lifestyle changed. And his attitude as being a man changed. And his daily life changed.
圣经上记载说,
the Bible says that he walked with God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, what does it mean to walk with God?
我们都想到一个很美丽的图画, 好像神牵着他的手, 他就跟着神走了。
We often have a beautiful picture in our minds, which is that God holds him by the hand and guides him.
但弟兄姊妹你要知道,
but brothers and sisters, you must know
神造人的时候给人一个很特别的尊贵,
that when God created man, he gave him a special honor.
就是神给人有自由的意志,
he gave him a free will.
只要你自己定了那个意志, 神从不勉强你和我的。
And when you have chosen that will, he won't force you.
神只用他的爱, 盼望能够让我们的意志向他降服柔软。
He uses his love so that our will be softened before him.
你想想看, 人有可能一夜之间就变得柔软吗?
Now think about it. Is it possible for a person to become soft in one night?
可能他态度变了,
perhaps his attitude might change.
但是他是习惯了, 没有办法, 一天就拿掉的。
But your habits can't go away in just one day.
弟兄姊妹, 所以呢, 在我自己 现在在思想, 以诺与神同行, 就是学舍己的功课。
So, brothers and sisters, as I consider it, when Enoch walked with God, that means he learned to deny himself.
就是放下他的自己。
In other words, put aside himself.
我今年呢, 就结婚40周年。
Now, this year is my 40th anniversary.
啊, 我现在越来越的, 啊, 欣赏并且 appreciate, 我不知道中文怎么翻啊, 我的妻子，我感谢她。
And I more and more I appreciate my wife.
我以前我都不知道。
In the past I didn't know.
等到我开始服侍，有时候要出门了。
But as I serve, sometimes I had to leave home.
有时候几天，有时候一个礼拜。
Sometimes for a few days, sometimes for a week.
那时候我孩子还在家。
And that time my children were still at home.
我回去以后，我姊妹上班，我。 就跟孩子们聊天,
and then after I went home, sometimes my wife would be on
我问他,
at work, and I asked
我说,
them.
爸爸不在家的时候, 妈妈做什么菜给你们吃?
And I said, when Daddy isn't home, what does your mom make for you for your meals?
我儿子女儿都小声跟我讲, 妈妈带我们去吃西餐.
And my children would tell me quietly, our mom would take us to eat at a Western restaurant.
因为我在家的时候都是我做事。
Because when I'm at home, I am the head of the household.
我要吃辣的,
if I want to eat spicy food, then we eat spicy food.
啊, 从来他没有什么讲什么意见。
And there's never any,
这不容易啊,
any reaction. And there's,
弟兄姊妹,
that's not easy.
这个叫做十字架。
But sisters, that's called the cross.
啊, 放下自己。
Denying yourself.
啊, 你知道, 以诺与神同行呢, 学十字架功课, 学了300年。
And we know that when Enoch learned the lesson
成熟了,
of the cross, he learned it for 300 years, and he was mature.
他这样与主同行同行, 走走走就走进勇士, 不经过死。
And as he walked with the Lord, he walked and walked, and then he entered eternity. He didn't go through death.
这是今天我们这个世代, 基督徒, 我们最盼望的一件事。
And for Christians today, this is what we hope for the most.
所以有一些年长弟兄姊妹讲, 我不是等死啊。
So some older brothers and sisters say, we don't wait for death.
我等主回来,
we wait for the Lord to return that we may
弟兄姊妹,
be raptured.
那就是以诺的生活。
Brothers and sisters, that is the lifestyle of Enoch.
弟兄姊妹, 我们看见, 这是何等的一幅图画讲到耶稣基督的十字架。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a picture regarding the cross of Christ.
和我们的关系。
And our relationship.
好, 那么我们再讲挪亚。
And now let's speak about Noah.
我们看见挪亚呢得着神的启示。
We see that Noah received revelation from the Lord.
只是他呢, 那个样式, 造一个方舟,
the Lord gave him a pattern to build the ark.
而且告诉他说呢, 到了日子, 你要带地上所有的生物,
and on the appointed day, you have to lead all the animals
一对一对的,
on the earth by pairs.
洁净的要带七对,
and then the clean animals, you must bring seven.
然后你们全家进到方舟里面,
and then your whole family will enter the ark.
神亲手把那方舟封起来,
and God personally shut the ark.
那讲到, 我们通过基督的十字架进入基督的里面。
That says that through the cross of Christ, we enter into Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 我们就脱离了审判。
And then, brothers and sisters, we escape the judgment.
这个十字架, 神何等盼望, 借着人间的事情, 我们能领会的言语, 来开启我们。
And God truly hopes that through earthly matters that we can understand, that He may enlighten us.
我们再讲一点点。
And let's speak a little more.
到了亚伯拉罕,
when we come to Abraham,
我们知道亚伯拉罕一生最大的一个标志, 他就是信心。
And we know that the biggest thing about Abraham was faith.
他信心的最高点是在摩利亚山祭坛上。
And the highest point of his faith was at Moriah, at the altar.
那个对亚伯拉罕一个考验。
That was a test for Abraham.
这个做父亲对儿子天然的爱跟他对神之间的爱哪一个更重要?
It was the natural love between himself and his own son versus the love between him and the father. Which was stronger?
而且哪一个爱能够存到永远?
And which love would last through eternity?
我们真是感谢神了,亚伯拉罕做了一个美好的榜样。
We thank God that Abraham was a great example.
那个祭坛说出他的情感
And the altar shows that his emotions were pure.
他的信心在主的面前得着了悦纳。
And that his faith before God was accepted.
那么以撒,
Isaac?
好, 我们知道, 以撒的一生呢, 好像没有做什么事情。
We know that throughout Isaac's life, it seemed that he didn't do anything.
我自己从以撒的身上, 啊, 学了很宝贵的功课,
but I learned precious lessons from Isaac's life.
我们知道以撒他自己起来当家了以后,
we know that after Isaac became his own family,
他做不仅是做牧人, 他也做农夫,
he was a shepherd and he was also a farmer.
我们中文圣经记载, 神使他的日增月盛,
and the Bible says that each day God multiplied him abundantly.
他每天都增加,
that each day something increased. Every month he had more.
所以别人嫉妒他,
and other people became jealous.
他的牧人呢, 在旷野挖出一口水井,
and when his shepherds dug a well in the wilderness,
那个水井是他的父亲原来挖出来的,
those wells were ones that his father had previously dug. And then his shepherds dug it out.
弟兄姊妹们,你知道, 我们有的经历,
but sisters, you know the experiences that we have,
不可能传给我们的下一代,
it's impossible for us to pass those experiences to our next generation.
仇敌最厉害的工作, 就是把上一代从主那里得着的, 把它完全封起来, 叫人看不见。
And the enemy's greatest work is to lock up the work that God has done in one generation so that no one can see it.
所以基督徒啊, 认识教会, 或者神工作的历史是很重要的。
So it's important for Christians to understand God's work in the church throughout history.
若是我们不认识神工作的历史,
if we don't understand God's work through history,
我们今天呢, 就不知道怎么跟随主。
Then today we don't know how to follow the Lord.
我们看见以撒的牧人把那个井挖出来,
we see that Isaac's shepherds dug back the well.
那么就有人来说, 这个井是我们的。
And then someone came and said, this well is ours.
以撒就放手给他,
and then Isaac would let go of it.
像一连三口井,
that happened three times, and then at the fourth well, no one strove with him. Now this was a lesson for me.
啊, 就是别人要什么,
that if other people want something, I give it to them. I believe that one day the Lord will bring me to a broad land.
这是不是想得开呢?
Is that something you can understand?
其实不是的, 还是很苦的。
No, it's not. No, it's actually still very bitter. But this means to give up, or lose for Christ.
我不是因为我比较好,
it's not because I'm better.
因为以撒的经历, 鼓舞我,
because Isaac's experiences were bitter.
还有我在教会侍奉中, 走在我前面, 侍奉主的弟兄姊妹,
and as I serve in the church, those older ones who have served before me,
我看有的人啊, 很在乎啊, 什么东西都要抓到自己手上,
I see that some care to grasp everything in their hands.
有的时候为了一点事情啊, 不惜啊, 跟自己弟兄啊, 弄得面红耳赤,
and sometimes for one matter, they will have poor relations with their brothers and sisters.
甚至呢, 在众弟兄姊妹面前呢, 失去了基督该有, 基督徒生儿女该有的那个尊贵和平安, 没有了。
And sometimes in public, they will lose the peace and the honor that should be upon every Christian.
也有的人不是那么强烈的,
and some people are not so strong.
很有手腕的, 很有手腕, 有 scheme, 有 plot. 有的人不是那么 violent.
But some people are less violent.
但是他很多计谋,
but they're very, they can scheme a lot. They're very cunning.
所以他用各种的方法把主给别人服侍出来的, 他把他抢去。
So using many methods, they will steal away what God has given other people to serve.
弟兄姊妹, 今天在神儿女们中间这种事, 天天在发生。
Brothers and sisters, these matters happen every day.
而且每一个聚会都有。
And they found in every gathering.
没有一个聚会, 今天可以说我们已经满足主的心意。
There isn't a single gathering that can say today we have fulfilled God's purpose.
若是我们不认识基督的十字架,
if we don't know Christ's, the cross of Christ,
我们忍气或者不反应, 会生病的。
And perhaps, you will get depressed.
会讲话呢，都迟钝了。And
when you speak,
我见过弟兄姊妹，这是真的，有的人就得胃溃疡。And
brothers and sisters, I've seen this happen.
啊，亲爱弟兄姊妹，这个非常非常宝贵。以撒的生活，你要给我就放手。Brothers
and sisters, this is very precious. Isaac's life. If you want it, then I give it to you.
这个是什么？
I let go.
这是神儿子。
This is the life of the cross of Christ.
所以我们看见以撒身上呢, 他这个是显出了他的顺服。
We see Isaac's obedience.
那么我们再看雅各。
Now let's turn to Jacob.
在雅各的一生呢,
in Jacob's life,
我们都感觉呢, 自己像雅各, 是不是?
We often feel that we are very similar to Jacob.
我们读雅各的故事, 他是一个情感的, 很强烈, 而且很专注的一个人。
We know that his emotions were very strong.
而且呢, 他很专注, 不知道英文是什么。
And very focused.
很focus, 或者很insist, 他要的东西啊, 要不到的话, 他绝不放手的。
And he insisted that if there was something he couldn't get,
是不是?
He would definitely not give up on it.
我想我们每一个人都有一点这样的天性。
I believe we all sort of have a bit of that.
但是他被主摸到了。
But then he was touched by the Lord.
所以在雅各的身上有一个破碎的记号。
And on Jacob's life, you see the work of being crushed.
他被 broken.
Or being broken.
所以到今天犹太人呢, 还是不吃牛的大腿窝, 羊的大腿窝, 他们都不吃的。
So even today, the Jews will not eat those right, the sinews of the right thigh of the oxen or the sheep.
用这个来保护雅各。
God used this to protect Jacob.
我们读创世纪33章,
when we read Genesis 33,
雅各跟他哥哥以扫会面的那一幕,
when Jacob met with Esau,
我想如果我是雅各, 我跟他一样,
I believe that if I were Jacob, I would definitely not be able to sleep that night, just like him.
因为他听说呢，他的哥哥带了400人来迎接他，这是什么意思啊？
He heard that Esau came with 400 people to meet him. What is that?
他虽然人也很多啊,
even though he had a lot of people too.
他那时候有十一个儿子。
He had 11 children, 11 sons.
但是怎么能跟他哥哥比呢？
How could that compare to his brother? But it's a good thing that that night he couldn't sleep.
那么神来,
and then the angel of God wrestled with him.
那么神怎么祝福他呢?
And how did God bless him?
他说, 你不为我祝福, 我就不放你过去。
He said, if you don't bless me, then I will not let you go.
主说, 你的名字叫做雅各。
And the Lord said, your name is Jacob.
雅各就是诡诈, 就是与人相争的人。
Jacob means that you're devious and you always strive with other people.
但是今天晚上, 明天天亮开始, 你可以改名字了。
But when the sun rises, your name is changed.
你的名字要叫做以色列。
Your name will be Israel.
怎么能叫以色列呢?
But how could he be called Israel?
在那个之前，使者已经摸了他大腿窝一把。
Before that, the angel had already touched the socket of his thigh.
以色列就是他像神的王子一样尊贵。
And Israel means that you are as honorable as a prince of God.
我们看见，到了天亮，他再回到他。的家人中间说，他不能自己走路，必须要拿拐杖。
And we know that when the sun rose, he returned to his family, but he was limping and he couldn't walk normally.
一瘸一瘸的。
And he was limping.
等到第二天，他的哥哥远远看见他的弟弟来了。
And the next day, the older brother saw his younger brother coming from afar.
可能他们手上都拿着兵器的。
Perhaps they were all carrying weapons.
但是看见那里来一个。老人啊，而且一瘸一瘸的走路，他哥哥说算了。
But he sees an elderly man who is limping, and his brother would have said, "Never mind."
那个叫做神的祝福。
That is called God's blessing.
那是十字架的印记打在这个人身上。
The sign of the cross has been imprinted upon this man.
这个人再不用他自己的个性来处理问题。
And this man no longer uses his own character to resolve problems.
他出来的是神自己。
But what comes out is God himself.
当然那还需要时间。
Of course, that still takes time.
所以雅各后来又活了四十几年。
So after that, Jacob lived another 40 plus years.
他到137岁才被接回去。
He was taken back to the Lord after age 137.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们看见从旧约神就把十字架借着人类的生活把它的意义一幅一幅图画告诉我们。
So in the Old Testament, we see that God uses a picture of a human's lifestyle to show us the cross.
所以到了新约时代。
And then when we come to the New Testament,
主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
Our Lord was crucified for us.
他为我们受苦。
He suffered for us.
他为我们流血。
He shed his blood for us.
为我们死。进入阴间。
He died for us and he entered into Hades.
他为我们征战。
He fought the battle for us.
为我们得胜。
And he won the victory for us.
等到他从死里复活以后。
And when he rose from the dead.
门徒们起来讲到耶稣的时候。
And when the disciples came to speak about Christ.
就说他是主，是基督。
They said that he is Lord and Christ.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他经过十字架。
Because he has gone through the cross.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，所以我们才有十字架的道理，才有十字架的信息。
And then we have the message of the cross.
若是离开了十字架的信息。
And if you have left the message of the cross.
我们用最善良的友情去得着人。
We try to use our best works to gain people.
没有得救。
But they are not saved.
我们用自己，啊，我们甚至不吃不睡。
And perhaps we even choose to not sleep and eat.
甚至保罗讲的，我能够焚烧己身。
And we even say we beat.
We burn ourselves.
And that perhaps we even burn ourselves.
也是没有用的。
But it's useless.
不会改变人里面的生命。
It won't change the inner life.
不会解决人的问题。
It won't resolve man's problem.
你知道人很喜欢焚烧己身的。
We know that people like to burn themselves.
最近我看到新闻呢，有一个人在 Washington D.C. 把自己给点火焚烧了。
And recently, I heard in the news that someone at Washington D.C. immolated himself.
对对对，今天世人心，大家好像都麻木了，没什么事情。
But today, everyone's heart seemed to be numbed.
弟兄姊妹们，但是今天多少神的儿女们用自己的力量、方法，用自己的善良、热心，在那里努力的。
But brothers and sisters, how many of God's people today use their own zeal and their own strength to do work?
所以保罗他讲到，他要持守基督的十字架。
So Paul says that he holds fast to the cross of Christ.
他要讲十字架的信息。
He will preach the word of the cross.
我们要稍微提一点， 十字架的信息，第一件事就讲到耶稣的死。
Now we must say, the first message of the cross is regarding the death of Christ.
我们读一点点圣经。
Let us read a passage.
我们读一下哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians 1.
把基督死的意义解释出来。
To explain the meaning of the death of Christ.
最清楚的使徒呢，就是保罗。
Paul was the clearest apostle.
他用各方各面的来讲到基督的死。
He used many different aspects to speak about Christ's death.
我们先看哥罗西书第一章第二十到二十一二十二节。
Let's first turn to Colossians 1:20-22.
我读一下给大家听。
Let us read it.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven, and although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him, holy and blameless and beyond reproach.
这里讲到主耶稣死的第一方面是为我们赎罪的死。
And here it says that the first aspect of our Lord's death was to atone for our sins.
他的血流出来。
His blood was shed.
好，使我们呢与神和好。
So that we could have peace with God.
与万有和好。
And we could have peace with all things.
也与自己的心和好。
And we could have peace with our own hearts.
神圣属天的平安。
And then we have the peace that is from our Lord.
这个死的经历是没有任何人能够进入的。
That experience of death is one that no person can experience.
这是神儿子独特的，他赎罪的死。
This is unique to the Son of God, His death.
我们因着他这个死，我们的灵就向神活过来。
And through His death, our spirits are made alive to God.
弟兄姊妹，你能够常常回想自己第一次感觉到灵向神活过来的喜乐吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you remember the joy when you were Spirit was first made alive to God.
我对这个经历啊，我是不敢忘记的。
I do not dare forget this experience for myself.
就好像我常常跟我妻子啊，讲到我们刚结婚的时候那种感觉。
Just like when I tell my wife that my feeling when we were first married.
弟兄姊妹，那个感觉多新鲜啊！
That feeling is so fresh.
多美丽啊！
And that is so beautiful.
多平安了、啊、
，and so much peace。
用主耶稣自己的话说，那个叫做起初的爱。
And in our Lord's own words, that is the first love。
主耶稣的死在你我身上变得真实，这个叫我们永世要感激。
That the death of our Lord has become real in us. That is for eternity。
叫我的灵能够向神活过来。
And our spirits are made alive to our Lord.
而且神看我是圣洁的。
And God sees us as holy.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙！那个圣洁是因为他做我的生命，在我里面。
Brothers and sisters, that holiness is because He has become our holiness.
不是我真的就不会发脾气了。
It doesn't mean that we stop, that we are no longer angry.
不是我真的我就完全了。
It doesn't mean that we are complete now.
但是主耶稣的死为我成全了这个工作。
But the death of our Lord has accomplished that work.
主要带我们。不仅圣洁，而且要成为呢没有瑕疵、无可指摘，那是十字架在我们身上的工作。
The Lord wants us to be holy, and He wants us to be without blemish and spot. That is the work of the Holy Spirit of the cross within us.
那么第二方面
，and the second aspect，
我们读罗马书第六章
，Romans 6，
第十节
，Verse 10，
主耶稣的死是怎样？我们读一下。
Regarding the death of our Lord.
他死是像罪死了，只有一次。他活是像神活着。
For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God.
所以主耶稣在十字架上死的时候，他向罪死了。
When our Lord died on the cross, He died to sin.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们能够与他同享的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we can partake of.
这是我这一次啊，从明天开始要主题讲到的十字架的经历。
And tomorrow, when we speak about the cross and the life, this is what the main topic will be.
我们感谢主，他在十字架上，他向罪死。
We thank the Lord that He died to sin on the cross.
所以罪虽然仍然在世界上。
So although sin is still in this world,
但是对着基督的死毫无办法。
But it has no power over the death of Christ.
今天你我哈，如果我们不认识基督，这个死是我的死。
Today, if we don't realize that this death of Christ is also our death,
罪只要一引诱，我们就犯罪。
As soon as sin tempts us, we will immediately sin.
我自己年轻的时候不明白这个真理。
When I was young, I didn't understand.
我就觉得做基督徒好苦啊。
And I thought that being a Christian was so bitter.
我不想犯罪。
Lord, I don't want to sin.
但是我一张开眼睛，一碰见人，我就犯罪了。
But as soon as I open my eyes, I sin.
若是你诚实一点，你就发现自己里面非常的容易受搅动。
If you are true, if you are honest with yourself, you know that you are very easily stirred.
但是感谢主，耶稣基督十字架，他的这个死，第二面的意义，他向罪死了。
But thank the Lord, the second aspect of his death is that he is dead to sin.
不仅他向罪死，而且他向神是活着。
And not only that, but he is also alive to God.
好，让我们看第三方面。
Let us look at the third aspect.
在罗马书第七章
Romans 7,
第四节
Verse 4,
我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。
Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God.
在这里，保罗告诉我们说，主耶稣的身体死了。
Here, Paul tells us that Christ's body died.
那么我们呢，跟着他一同死。
And we died with him.
所以呢，律法在我们身上。再没有权势和要求。
So the law no longer has any authority or any requirements.
我们今天呢，这个人是属于住在我里面的基督的。
Today we belong to the Christ who dwells in us.
我们的行事为人呢，就脱开了四句律法的那个警戒。
And our actions are now separated from the domain of the law.
我们乃是活在灵里面，主给我们的带领上面。
We live by the Spirit that the Lord leads us.
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们来讲非常重要啊。
But sisters, this is so important to us.
他告诉我们说，我们每一件事情不是外面觉得我该这样做，我就去做。
This tells us that it isn't that outwardly something tells us we should do something and then we do that.
我希望弟兄姊妹不要生气哈。
So I hope that brothers and sisters will not
be angry. 不是说你该做的你就不要做了哈。
It doesn't mean that you don't do the things that you should.
乃是我们不再是照着这个要求来做事情。
But you no longer do things by this requirement.
我们需要到主面前去问主，主啊，这是不是要我做的？
But you must ask the Lord, Lord, is this what you want me to do?
圣灵这样带领我，那我就去做。
And if the Holy Spirit leads you to, then you do.
如果圣灵不是这样带领我。
If the Holy Spirit doesn't lead you this way, then you don't do it.
你知道我在年轻的时候学这个功课，我被年长弟兄啊，这个好好的教训了好几次。
Now I was disciplined by older brothers many times regarding this when I was young.
我在教会呢，平时会所没有人，我就去那里白天呢去守门呢。
Oftentimes, when there was no one there, and in the mornings, I would go to watch the door.
有一次晚上要聚会前，我早几个钟头到那里。
Once before a meeting was going to start at night, I got there early.
也在里面。
And the older brothers were also inside.
那么还没有聚会时间到啊，我听到有人敲门。
And before the meeting started, I heard someone knocking on the door.
我就去开门。
I went to open the door.
结果是一个这个流浪汉。
And it was a homeless man.
他来跟我要钱。
And he asked for money.
要的也不多。
He didn't ask for a lot.
大声讲话, 那我们弟兄在里面也听见了,
and he spoke very loudly, so the brother who was inside heard him. And I spoke softly to him.
后来事情就解决了,
and after the matter was resolved, I closed the door and came
我进来了,
back in.
弟兄就问我, 什么事啊?
And the brother asked me, so what happened? I said, a homeless man had asked for money.
他就问我说,
and he said, did the Lord say to give him money?
我说还要主说吗?
I said, do I need to ask the Lord?
要也不多嘛?
He didn't ask for a lot.
我手上还有这么多钱吗?
And I still have this much money, so I just gave it to him. But then he dealt with me very harshly.
他说,
he said, you are living under the law. You are living under human affection. That isn't doing good deeds. So if he takes this money to drink, is that helping him?
不止一次, 另外一个年长弟兄更严格的,
and another older brother was even more strict.
弟兄姊妹们, 你发现我们里面现在有主, 他会说话的。
Brothers and sisters, you realize that the Lord is in you and He speaks.
很多神长女们信了主, 而是侍奉了主很久很久, 没有听过一次主在里面说话。
Many brothers and sisters have served for many years and they have never once heard the Lord speaking inside.
这就是什么光景呢?
What condition is that?
基督的十字架, 在他身上没有功效。
The cross of Christ has no power over him.
请原谅我这样讲。
Now forgive me for saying this.
我有一次在一个地方服侍一个夏令会。
But once I was serving a summer conference.
我在台上讲了一点见证。
And I preached one, and in my preaching I mentioned a testimony.
聚完会了，他们一对弟兄姊妹，很。 很恭敬，很友善的来说，伯弟兄，我跟你们夫妇一起吃午餐，好不好？And
after the message, one brother and a sister they came to me and they said that they wanted to eat lunch with us.
他们是那个聚会里面负责青少年聚会的一对夫妻，非常劳苦，非常有爱心。And
they were a family that served the young people in that church. And they worked very hard and they were very zealous.
但是他们非常 caring,
and they were very caring,
非常谦和。但是呢，那天一坐下来，他就说：“伯弟兄，你今天在台上做的那个见证，说你听见主对你说话是真的吗？”
And then as soon as we sat down, he asked me, Brother Bo, when you and the testimony when you said that you heard the Lord speak, was that real?
主跟你讲英文?
Did the Lord speak to you in English?
讲国语?
In Chinese?
还是讲什么话?
Or in what language?
弟兄姊妹, 这个是很真实, 他很诚实啊。
Brothers and sisters, he was being very honest.
我说是啊, 主清清楚楚跟我讲, 而且事后我证明出来这是主说的话。
And I told him, the Lord very clearly spoke to me, and later on, I confirmed that the Lord had spoken to me.
他说我从小就在教会长大, 从来没有听过主会这样带领人。
And he said, I've grown up in the church since I was young, and I've never heard that the Lord can guide people like that.
基督的十字架,
but the cross of Christ has no power over
弟兄姊妹,
his children.
我们领了这么丰盛的救恩, 我们没有享受, 将来到主面前去, 我们还要亏欠。
Brothers and sisters, we have received such a rich salvation, and we haven't enjoyed it. And then when we go before the Lord, we will even fall short. This is so important.
好,
and one more aspect. Romans 8 verse 3.
罗马书8章第三节,
Romans 8 verse 3.
律法既因肉体软弱,有所不能行的, 神就差遣自己的儿子,成为最深的形状, 做了赎罪祭, 在肉体中定了罪案。
For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did. Sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
啊, 这句话不太容易领会。
Now this word is not that easy to understand.
你知道今天如果罪在我们外面引诱我, 我们向他死了, 那我胜过了外面的引诱。
Today, if the temptation is outside us, tempting us, and we are dead to the sin, then we have overcome that sin.
律法借着人情世故, 啊, 来捆绑我们, 我们也向他死了, 我们得, 向主活了, 我们得释放。
And when the law comes to bind us by outward things, and we are dead to the law, but we are alive to our Lord, then we have also overcome that.
有的时候外面都没有这些事情。
But sometimes outside there is none of it.
从我里面冒出一个东西来,
but within us, something comes out.
这是什么呢?
What is that?
啊, 以前呢, 在19世纪, 这些, 追求主的人, 特别是卫理公会的弟兄们, 他们讲到要拔罪根。
Now, in the 19th century, there were some who loved the Lord, such as the Wesleyans, and they said that you had to pull the root of sin.
要把我身上的罪根拔出来,
you must pull out, extract that root of sin.
不可能的,
but that's impossible.
那就是我们里面有一个犯罪的天性,
there's a natural inclination to sin within you.
这个东西很麻烦,
and that is the problem.
所以每一个蒙恩得救活在主十字架救恩里的人,
all who live in all who are saved by the Lord and they live under the cross,
迟早都会有一个叹息,
at one sooner or later they will sigh,
说我真盼望能够身体得赎,
that we hope for that day when our bodies will be redeemed, that we will no longer be bound by that natural inclination to sin, but that sinful nature the Lord has already dealt with. So when our Lord came to this earth, He took a sinful flesh, just like we did. We had. But He had no root of sin within Him. Now on His outside, He had the likeness of sinful flesh. But He had the holy, spotless life, and by that He was nailed on the cross.
借着他儿子的死，把全世界人的罪都放在他的身上。And
through the death of His Son, God placed all the sins of the world on the cross.
你知道主耶稣在十字架上呢，在十二点的时候，天忽然黑暗。And
when our Lord was on the cross, suddenly at noon, the sky became black.
我们的主大声的呼喊说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴哥那底。”And
then our Lord loudly cried out, Eloi, Eloi, Lama Sabbatani.
他意思就是说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
Which means, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
最后的三个钟头,
and in those last 3 hours,
神掩面不看他的儿子,
God had to turn His face away from His Son. Why?
神的儿子在他的肉身里面定那个罪，罪性，把他sentence.
Because at that time, our Lord Jesus was sentencing the sinful flesh.
那个sin,在住在肉体里面的那个罪,
the sin that lived in the flesh.
所以旧约时代呢,赎罪祭也有两个公山羊,一个献在祭坛上,一个被牵到无人之地丢弃了。In
the Old Testament, for the atoning sacrifice, there were always two lambs. One would be offered on the altar, and the other would be a scapegoat that was cast away into the wild.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is how we are saved.
得赎,
this is the power of our Lord's death.
我们的主, 他为我们成为咒诅,
our Lord was cursed for us.
所以罪在他的身上被定罪了,
and the sin was placed upon Him and condemned.
他受了那个, 罪有应得的死的刑罚,
he took the punishment of death.
这一个成就啊, 我们再读最后, 请大家读哥罗西书第二章,
and let us finally read Colossians chapter 2,
第15节,
verse 15,
14,
verse 14 and 15,
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句, 把它撤去,钉在十字架上。
Having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
即将一切执政的掌权的掳来,明显给众人看, 就仗着十字架夸胜。
When He had disarmed the rulers and authorities, He made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through Him.
主耶稣的死, 还有一面的意义,
another aspect of our Lord's death is victory.
他把所有律例上面所写有碍于我们的那些字句, 通通撤去了,
all the decrees against us, He has taken it out of the way.
而且把它钉在十字架上,
having nailed it to the cross.
而且将一切呢, 执政的, 掌权的掳来,
and He disarmed all the rulers and authorities.
这告诉我们说，神的仇敌啊，撒旦和他所有的差役，都在十字架上被主胜过了。
And that means that the Lord overcame Satan and all his dominion on the cross.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要认识这个能力是多大。
Brothers and sisters, we must come to know how great this power is.
所以有人问了，基督徒该不该关心世界局势？
So some people ask, should Christians be concerned about the scenes going on in the world?
弟兄姊妹，我们应该对时代有感觉。
Brothers and sisters, we should be aware of the ages.
但是我们不向世界上的人去谈论这些政治。
But we don't have to worry about the politics. There's no use.
我们看见有的神的儿女们呢，在教会里面谈政治就分裂了。
And we see that in the church, when God's children speak about politics, then there's often division.
我亲眼看见。
I've personally seen it.
很多爱主的，特别美国弟兄姊妹们，就是喜欢谈这个。
Especially American brothers and sisters, they love to talk about politics.
啊，你谈他那一站在他那一面呢，他就告诉你说，今天主真是在我们中间，大大与我们同在。
And when you speak on the side that they're on, then they say that today the Lord is in our midst. He is greatly with us.
那弟兄姊妹们不需要。
But brothers and sisters, that is not necessary.
今天世界握在那恶者的手下。
Because today the world is in the hands of the evil one.
主耶稣在十字架上借着他的死，就败坏了那掌死权的。
But today, when our Lord was on the cross and died, He defeated the one who holds death.
而主把这个赐给我。
And he has given that to us.
这个叫做救恩。
This is called salvation.
这个叫做全备的救恩。
This is called full salvation.
灵魂、身体的救恩都在十字架里面。
The salvation of the spirit, the soul, and the body. It was all completed in the church, in the cross.
主完成的救恩，主要我们来享受他的救恩。
And since the Lord has accomplished salvation, He wants us to enjoy it.
谁能够享受主的救恩？
Who can enjoy God's salvation?
不仅是那些相信主的人。
It's not just those who believe,
而是愿意跟从主的人。
But those who are willing to follow the Lord. 所以主
向他们发出十字架的呼召。
So the Lord called them, gave them the calling of the cross.
主说，若有人要跟从我。
He said, if anyone would follow after me,
就应当舍己。
Let him deny himself.
拿起他自己的十字架。
Take up his own cross.
然后来跟从。
And follow me.
好，弟兄姊妹们，明天开始我们要讲到魂的救恩和十字架的生活。
Tomorrow we will speak about the salvation of the soul and the life of the cross.
我相信呢，这些都是很基要的关于救恩方面的真理。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that these are very fundamental aspects of salvation.
有的时候是我们得救的时候，依稀的听过，但是没有清楚的、深入的去追求和思考过。
Sometimes we've heard these things when we were saved, but we didn't hear them clearly, and we didn't consider them and study them.
有的时候是我们很清楚的在这些上面受过主的教导。
Sometimes we have been taught these things by the Lord very clearly.
但是因着环境、事物还有侍奉，我们的心离开了这些东西。
But through circumstances and even through service, our hearts have departed from these things.
不知不觉，我们的注意力就不摆在这上面。
And without realizing it, our focus is no longer on these matters.
我再讲,
Once again,
这个是整个救恩的 keynote.
This is the keynote of salvation.
如果我们不会唱这个 note, 所有的神都不听。
If we don't know this note, then the rest, God will not listen.
愿主向我们施怜悯。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
是你甘心乐意为我们上十字架。
You were willing to go to the cross for us.
主啊，你亲尝死味。
And you tasted death.
是为着我们这些本来与救恩无份、与神的荣耀无关的人。
For us who formerly had nothing to do with salvation or the glory of God.
但是你的怜悯，父神的怜悯临到了我。
But the mercy of the Father has come upon us.
主啊，为着你在十字架上所完成的救恩，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the salvation you accomplished on the cross.
我们敬拜你。
And we worship you.
我们也谢谢你，借着圣灵把十字架的信息放在我们心中。
And we thank you that you have given us the word of the cross through the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们还恳求你，借着你十字架的爱吸引我们。
Lord, we ask that you would draw us with the love of the cross.
借着你在十字架上受死所显出那荣耀的生命来得着我们的心。
That through the glorious life that you demonstrated on the cross, may you capture our lives.
是的，愿你吸引我们。
May you draw us.
抓住我们。
May you catch hold of us.
让我们成为一般借着十字架与你交通的儿女。
That we are people who fellowship with you through the cross.
我们响应你十字架的呼召。
That we would respond to your call of the cross.
我们愿意放下自己，背起自己的十字架来跟从你。
We are willing to lay down ourselves, carry our cross and follow you.
愿你保守我们这样的心。
May you keep our hearts.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' precious name.